This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're in Park Rapids. And one more time, now this.
Horatio Callahan is running for Congress, but do people really know who he is?
What? Is that some kind of ointment?
Wasn't he the first governor of the Northwest Territory?
I think that's like my cousin's girlfriend's dad or something.
To most voters, Horatio Callahan is a dangerous mystery, but not Catalina Jenkins.
Catalina Jenkins? Isn't that the woman's face on the side of your truck?
Yes, it is.
I'm Catalina Jenkins, and I approved this message because voters are really, really excited about my campaign. Vote me for Congress.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Not far from Park Rapids lies the little town of Dorset, Minnesota, the town of 22 residents, probably better known for restaurants and tourism than anything else. And each year they hold an election for mayor in which people can pay a dollar to vote anyone, absolutely anyone, to be mayor of the town's non-existent government. 3 years ago, this led to one of the biggest news stories to ever come out of Dorset, the election of the 4-year-old Bobby Tufts as mayor of the town. Bobby was onto something because he quickly became one of the most popular public figures in the country, re-elected the next year before he stepped down to focus on his family just before this past summer. With the election coming up this fall, politicians of all stripes are experiencing horribly low approval ratings. With their jobs on the line and no one liking them, many wonder how they can bottle up the popularity of the kid mayor from Dorset, which leads to this offering from the Great Northern Radio Players.
Check, check,
okay,
mic, check.
Okay, 2 minutes to air. This debate goes live in 2 minutes, people.
Hello, Jenkins. You're looking lovely as always.
Can it, Callahan? We've been running against each other too long for pleasantries.
I was lying anyway. Hey, we have been at this a while. Didn't it all start 30 years ago in that dog catcher election?
Yes. That was the year when, on election day, I woke up to a flaming bag of dog.
That's right. The news crew sure had a field day. Pretty sure I won that one.
Until 4 years later when we were running for mayor.
What town was that again?
Something with water in the name. Park River, Park Falls, Park...
More like Park. Chump City.
Meh, ooh, something like that. The point is, I won.
And then county commissioner.
The state house.
State senate.
Now we're running for Congress. And you're not going to win this one. I've got a plan.
Hey, Jenkins, your approval rating is 11. That plan better be good.
Your approval rating is 9, Callahan. No, we're so unpopular, it's a wonder there aren't riots in the street. I've been doing some research. And the only politician that anyone has liked for the last 10 years was that 4-year-old mayor in Dorset.
Oh, yeah, the kid with the sassy one-liners and top hat.
You got it. Watch yourself, Callahan. I may have traded for that kid's playbook for some Legos and a pack of juice boxes.